And if you were a listener of Washington's radio station WWDC, this is what you heard shortly after 5 p.m. December the 17th, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the air in the United States, here are the Beatles singing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
And the music of the Beatles had arrived in the United States. With us this morning are Marcia Thompson, whose voice you just heard, and Carol James, the disc jockey who is said to be the first in the country to play a Beatles record. And good morning.
Morning.
Marcia, you're not a disc jockey, obviously. How did you come to do that introduction?
Well, I was watching the news one night with Walter Cronkite, and he was telling about what a sensation the Beatles were in England, and they were playing She Loves You. And when I heard that music, I just couldn't get it out of my head, and I had to have more. So I wrote Carol and asked him if he would please get some of their music because I thought they might be popular.
Carol, what did you think when you got this letter from this teenage girl?
Well, I said, look, there's nothing that we won't do for our listeners, so let's see if we can try to get the record. So we called up BOAC, as they were then known, and asked them if could they get us this record. Well, we had it in about 2 days, I think, hand-carried by a stewardess,
right, yeah.
And we put it on the turntable in the music library. And I listened to it, and I said, well, I don't know. It's an interesting record. It's a nice record, but Johnny Hallyday is a big singer in France, and he's never been able to get arrested in the United States. Is this going to be... who knows? So I invited Marcia to come in and introduce it.
Oh, you must have been so nervous. Honestly, I mean, here we sit in hindsight, and we analyze every moment. Did either of you have any idea what was about to happen?
I didn't.
No, Carol? Didn't.
No way.
All right, what was the reaction of the listeners?
Absolute wildness. The telephone rang immediately, and I did something I never had done before, which was to play the same record a second time in the same show.
And
I had to.
It
killed me.
It became your number one requested record within what,
it was. I had it exclusively for 11 days, and then it was released on December 27th for the first time in the U.S. about a month earlier than they had planned to because of what we were doing.
That's right, because I think it was about 2 months later that Ed Sullivan had them on, which, of course, the rest of us, that's when we were really introduced, and you went there, right?
Yes, I did.
And saw them. What did Ed say to you?
Well, my wife and I got tickets to the show and the rehearsal, and Ed said when he met me, look, you think you introduced the Beatles to the United States? I had them signed back
before
in October.
You.
And he said it in a way where I thought, I better believe this, but we did play them first.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you.